This is Radio Superior 1947, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1947. This is a true story of our past. Step back with us to another time. We bring you now inside the KUWS radio studios and the Martin and McKenna Show.
This is the voice from the land of beautiful lakes, station KUWS. It's 6 o'clock, Friday, June 6th, 1947. This is Jack McKenna saying, a slap on the back for people who raise seeing eye dogs. Remember, every litter bit helps.
That's awful.
Don't take the fun out of pun, Lou. He'll have the 6 o'clock news. The fair and square kids are in, and we've got the best doggone music from the 1947 hit parade. The 6 o'clock news is brought to you by Siegel, where you can remember dear old dad on Father's Day with white shirts from $3 up to good stuff there. Good evening, Lou.
Good evening, Jack, and good listeners. Hungary has fallen to the communists. Marshall proposes a plan to help Europe. And more on the sinking of the Emperor off Isle Royal. We begin our shortwave radio report from Budapest.
This is the capital of Hungary, Wes Gallagher, Associated Press. Hungary's number one communist and virtual dictator, Matthias Rakosi, has told factory workers that his party took over control of this country, quote, before the United States could rub its eyes. We were able to solve the foreign crisis before the foreign press was able to intervene. Everything was perfectly put over, unquote. President Truman's view that the coup was an outrage was not published in any Hungarian newspaper. Brief mention was made that the peace treaty for Hungary had been ratified by the U.S. Senate, but there were no comments. In scenes reminiscent of the Nazi occupation, many people are huddling every night in Budapest's cellars to listen to foreign news broadcasts. In cafes, conversations are carried on in whispers. Members of parliament pass by American correspondents without a word. In Budapest, this is Wes Gallagher calling the states, come in America.
This is the nation's capital, Lyle C. Wilson, United Press. The rising resentment of Europeans against American dictation in their affairs has put the United States in a tough spot to promote a new economic recovery program for Europe. Top American officials, including Secretary of State George C. Marshall, are convinced that before the United States can pour any more money into the economically sick continent, such a program must be created. This is described today as the reasoning behind Marshall's insistence in a speech at Harvard University yesterday that the Europeans themselves must, quote, draw up a program designed to place Europe on its feet economically, unquote. At the State Department, where a vast survey of future loan and relief needs is underway, it was said that one of the main factors being kept in mind is the resentment which developed in European countries whenever it appears that the United States is trying to tell them what to do. Despite billions of dollars in American loans and relief grants, Europe is worse off economically today, more than 2 years after VE Day, than it was some months ago. Officials privately expressed despair of any success unless the Europeans tackle their own problems. Among these are trade and economic barriers between nations. The greatest difficulty is expected from the Soviet-dominated governments of Eastern Europe. Hence, it is considered entirely possible that the expected effort to help the Europeans arrange a program of their own may have the effect of further widening the gulf between Eastern and Western Europe. In Washington, this is Lyle C. Wilson, calling France, come in Cherbourg.
Hello, this is Cherbourg, Max Jordan on the coast of France. Driving through the checkerboard pattern of hedgerows in Normandy on this third anniversary of D-Day, the breathtaking sight of endless rows of white crosses beneath the apple trees impresses one more than anything else. When elements of 5 American Division landed in Normandy, 2 by air and 3 by sea, on June 6, 1944, they opened up one of the greatest, if not costliest, military campaigns in American history. Wrestling the Cherbourg Peninsula from the German forces that had vanquished Europe gave the Allies a major seaport and enough space to load the continent with a striking force that was powerful enough to sweep 250 miles to Paris within 1 month after the breakthrough at Saint-Lô. But the men who secured the Cherbourg Peninsula had to do it the hard way. Nearly 90,000 of them paid with their blood. There are 9 U.S. military cemeteries in Normandy where 28,462 crosses mark the sleeping place of American soldiers. Hedgerow fighting and the hard luck paratroopers ran into on D-Day are the reasons for this overwhelming figure. Of the 5 U.S. divisions that made the attack on D-Day and fought on through the Normandy campaign, the airborne was hardest hit. The 82nd Airborne had 4,979 casualties, practically everyone that landed on D-Day at H-hour-4. The 101st Airborne had 3,746 killed or wounded. The 9 military cemeteries in Normandy are landscaped so beautifully that almost every American who sees them expresses the same opinion. It's too bad they can't be left just the way they are now. Mrs. Winona Thomas of Mount Carmel, Pennsylvania, whose husband is buried practically where he fell at Marnie, said, quote, "I came over here thinking I'd take Craig home with me, but I've changed my mind. He'd want it this way," end quote. Lieutenant Craig Thomas of the 2nd Armored Division was a veteran of the African and Sicilian campaigns and was killed in the breakthrough at Sandlo. In Cherbourg, this is Max Jordan sending it back to America.
This is the Washington Merry-Go-Round, your man Drew Pearson reporting. Though public reaction has subsided regarding the South Carolina lynching case, the Justice Department has not. It may reach the Supreme Court yet. Attorney General Tom Clark, who comes from Texas, and Assistant Attorney General Lamar Cottle from North Carolina both believe that Southerners must demonstrate that they can handle their own lynching cases. Accordingly, they are working on an entirely new phase of the South Carolina lynching. The 26 self-confessed lynchers were tried for murder and acquitted, but they were not tried for violation of civil rights. Furthermore, they were tried by the state of South Carolina. And while the federal government cannot retry them for murder, it can try them for violation of civil rights. The days of lynching must come to an end, even if it takes Mr. Truman to step in. This is Drew Pearson with the Washington Merry-Go-Round.
On the first anniversary of the end of the Office of Price Administration and OPA federal price controls, pork on the dinner table cost 78% more than it did a year ago, and beef and veal 62% more. Food, clothing, and living costs have risen sharply, more government figures show. Many prices zoom to record peaks, topping the highs of 1919-1920 post-war period. KUWS Radio News Time is 6:10. Jack McKenna has this important message from our sponsor.
Thank you, Lou, and listen closely. Clothes for active boys. Golf socks up from 39 cents. Where? Siegel Brothers, of course. 1120 Tower Avenue. Summer store hours 9 to 5. Thursdays 12 to 9. How about zipper corduroy jackets for only $4.15? Swim trunks. Oh, it's going to be time for swimming. $1.10 a pair. Sports sweaters, just $2.95. Oh, and there's a lot more, folks, for that active young boy. At Siegel Brothers, 1120 Tower Avenue in Superior. Lou?
The ore carrier Emperor that sunk off of Isle Royal 2 days ago may have been the victim of zero visibility. Mike Simonson has the story.
The loss of this 525-foot Great Lakes carrier is a shock to the Lake Superior community. After taking on a load of bulk iron ore at Port Arthur, Ontario, late June 3rd, Captain Eldon Walkinshaw skippered the ship to the middle of the lake and retired for the evening. The steamer was heading to Passage Island at Isle Royal when it slammed into Canoe Rocks so hard the Emperor split at number 4 hatch and was lost in just 20 minutes. Fortunately, the Coast Guard cutter Kimball was nearby and responded to the SOS signal within 30 minutes, plucking 21 survivors out of the cold June Lake Superior water. 12 men were lost, including Captain Walkinshaw and the first mate who was on duty, James Morey. Eyewitnesses say most of the casualties occurred when a lifeboat was sucked under by the ship as she sank, Lou.
Superior has had a record number of births since January. The total as of June is 552 newborns. The City Health Department says that compares with 355 for the same period a year ago. 60 boys and 50 girls were born in May alone. The director of the city's recreation program, Julius Jewell, issued an appeal for children's records and manually operated Victrolas. Mr. Jewell wants to use the Victrolas to play music at the playgrounds this summer. He says it will make playgrounds more enjoyable and teach music appreciation. Finally, noted literary scholar John W. Beecroft told Superior State Teachers College graduates that they can change people's lives. The former Superior writes, and since 1935, the head of the New York Literary Guild, told the 35 graduates at the 51st annual commencement that young people should feel that they can accomplish good things, especially as teachers. Himself a graduate of Superior Normal School, Mr. Beecroft recalled how he was allowed to read almost any book that he wanted to when he was a student. He says that's the way that a school should be run. He says reading should break down prejudice, bring a sense of beauty, and widen the world for the reader. Mr. Beecroft's Literary Guild selects books for book clubs that are read by about 6 million people a month, Jack.
Thank you, Mr. Beecroft. But Jack McKenna chooses his own reading materials. I don't need a literary guild to tell me what to read.
Especially since they don't recommend Alley-Oop or Blondie.
There's plenty of culture in Blondie, and you can't beat the caveman Alley-Oop for his history lessons. Lou Martin, the newsman who presumably is not responsible for anything in the crowded maternity wards. The forecast for this Friday, June 6, 1947, cloudy but warmer tonight and tomorrow. The low will be 47, with Saturday's high expected to be about 66. It's music time now. For all you news moms and dads out there, here's Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra with Little Skipper on the Martin and McKenna Show.
It's your own puppy dog, keeping watch the whole night through. Sail away, my little skipper, good night and pleasant dreams to you.
Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra with Little Skipper. That's for all the new little skippers who are arriving at hospital maternity wards these days. Friends, now's the time to prepare for fly and insect season. Lignell Rexall Drugstore has safe, effective insecticides on sale now. DDT powder for just 55 cents a pound. Or you can get 4 pounds of DDT powder for $1.69. Arthur Moyne at Rexall Drug says order your veterinary drug and household needs by dropping him a penny postcard, and Mr. Moyne will mail them to you. Lignell Rexall since 1899 at 1022 Tower Avenue, Superior.
Hey, now, what's all this about the fair and square kids coming in today?
They're my favorite little skippers, Joe.
What are you, nuts? Having the nippers in today?
Skippers? And what do you mean, nuts?
Well, think about it. Kids just let out of school for the summer. They're all full of pent-up energy, and they're rammy. I tell you, they're rammy.
I resent your tone, sir.
As chief engineer in charge, it's my duty to have this tone. Rammy, I say. Rammy.
What's going on here? Who's rummy? Is Axel Fennel around?
Not rummy. Rammy. Can you believe Jack's having the fair and square kids in today? Of all days? Can't believe this, of all the nincompoopy things I ever heard about.
Did he just call me a name? Look, Bob.
What about this so-called radio show that we're supposed to be doing?
Right. Here, Lou. I was going to announce this, but you might as well do it. I've got a few words to say to Joe. By the way, you might want to read the names slowly.
Well, don't you realize these kids just got let out of school for the summer? They're going to be bouncing off of things, I tell you, and with my equipment around. Whose idea was this anyway?
An All-Servian Day will be held in Chisholm Sunday to be attended by Servians from all over the Northwest.
And they're good kids.
Guest speaker at the banquet will be Dr. Nikolai Vermilic, a bishop from Yugoslavia who's on tour of the United States. Also speaking will be Nikolai Dusit, Milan Radakovic, and Dmitry Zizmanzit. The gathering begins at 1 o'clock.
Oh, yeah?
And thank you, Jack, for giving me this to read cold.
Nice job, Lou, except for the names. On with the music, folks. Here's Dinah Shore and Shoe Fly Pie and Apple Pan Dowdy on the Martin M. McKenna Show.
Hey, Lou, you know, you need a little work with your Serbian names. It'd be a little more professional if you pre-read your copy.
More professional than you two?
Shoe fly pie and apple pan, and Dowdy makes your eyes light up. Your Tommy say howdy. Shoe fly pie and apple pan, and Dowdy, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Shoe fly pie and apple pan, and Dowdy makes the sun come out when heavens are cloudy. Shoe fly pie and apple pan, Dowdy, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Mama, when you bake, Mama, I don't want cake, Mama, for my sake, go to the oven and make some ever-loving shoe fly pie and apple pan, Dowdy, makes your eyes light up. Your Tommy say howdy, shoe fly pie and apple pan, and Dowdy, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Mama, when you start to bake, I don't want shoot fly high. An apple pan, Dottie, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff.
Dinah Shore and Shoe Fly Pie on station KUWS. Pantour Travel Agency in Duluth has authorized agents for American overseas air travel. Round trip rates from New York to London are $590 or $700 to Copenhagen if you're out of snuff, $700 round trip to Oslo, and $800 to Helsinki. Call Pantour Travel Agency in the American Exchange Building in Duluth today. And drop in at the Gitchinaji Country Club in Billings Park, Superior. And get a load of this dinner special. Roast beef with soup, salad, vegetable tray, mashed potatoes, and dessert for $1.25. And tonight's dinner music provided by the Coquettes. Comfortable dining, open until 9 o'clock at the Gitchinaji. Well, love them or hate them, the Fair Square Kids are up next, right after Les Brown and his band of renown, with Doris Day and their hit from 2 years ago, Sentimental Journey, on the Martin and McKenna Show. Les Brown and his band of renown with Doris Day and Sentimental Journey on station KUWS.
Wait a sec. Now don't make me out to be an ogre. Now, I don't hate those kids. I just hate what they might do to my equipment. Now, just let me lay down a few ground rules, okay? I'm hiding the candy dish, too. And no Kool-Aid or anything. First chance they get, they're going to spill.
Don't start it again. Ready?
Ready. Hello, boys and girls.
Hi, Uncle Bob.
Thank you, Uncle Bob. This is our second cousin, Uncle Joe, speaking here, and my job at the radio station is to make sure that everything is in tip-top shape. All the time, you see? That means a constant vigil on my part to ensure said tip-topness. So I've got some rules that we can hereby live by while on your said excursion to this radio station facility.
But Mommy says my second cousin is in jail.
I'm not that second cousin. I'm the good one.
That sounds too much like school.
All right now, kids, listen up. Here are the rules. One, no sticky fingers on anything in this here radio station. So keep said sticky fingers in your pockets.
But then it has sticky pockets.
Just let me finish, okay, Bob? Now, B, anything in your mouth stays there. I don't want any gum or candy found on this here sensitive equipment. Use the buddy system and keep track of your friend at all times. I don't want anyone getting lost in child-sensitive places. Remember, now, this is for your own good.
Now that second cousin Uncle Killjoy is done, you have nice little sweet poems to read, Uncle Bob, don't you? How about you, Audrey Schmidt from Gordon?
I promise to keep my hands in my pockets, even though I wash my hands. This is a true story, Uncle Bob.
Get a good girl.
I even washed behind my ears and brushed my teeth. I carry a toothbrush and wax paper so I can brush my teeth after every meal.
How un-rammy of you.
My poem is called Frisky Pup. Skipper is a mischievous pup. He'll grab a doll and chew it up. He'll take your shoes or a hard old ball. It doesn't matter to him at all. Now I will tell you what happened one day when Daddy came back from being away. He laid his glove down on a chair. When he went to get it, it was not there. After we looked high and low, we decided to give up. When Skipper came to Daddy, came our little pup. In his mouth, he had a glove. His eyes shone bright with impish love. You like it, Uncle Bob? Do you?
Yes, very nice, Audrey. Let's hope Daddy and Skipper get along so both can live to be ripe old ages.
I had a dog named Skippy when I was a kid. Oh, I miss Skippy. I bet Skippy and Skipper are a lot alike. Any of you kids want some candy? We've got a whole dishful right over here.
Second cousin Uncle Joe is getting awfully generous. All right, Curtis Nordby of Prairie Farm. I heard you had a nice poem about spring.
Well, can't you see he's getting candy over here?
My teacher at Vance Creek School taught us all about poems. She's tops. I think adults know all what's best for us kids.
Oh, isn't that a good boy? Hey, I know. You want pop? Second cousin Uncle Joel, run down so you kids can get some pop.
But what if they spilled on the equipment?
You know, that's the trouble with you, Lou. You don't put faith in our younger generation. How do you expect them to grow up and lead this country if you don't have faith, man?
My poem is called Rain. Rain, rain, flying everywhere, drops, drops, coming here and there. Rain here, rain there, rain means rivers everywhere.
Rather nice and short, Curtis.
Comes in handy when you've got candy.
Oh, the kid's a natural poet. Well, I can tell that. I used to write a bit of verse in my day, you know. Here, have some pop.
Thanks, Uncle Joe. Uncle Joe.
Maybe we'd better play our last number while the kids eat, drink, and get sticky. And then we'll finish our poems. Here's Russ Morgan and Dance with a Dolly on the Uncle Bob Show.
Thank you. walking down the street, down the street, down the street. I met somebody who was mighty sweet, mighty fair to see. I asked her, would she like to have a talk, make some talk. All the fellas standing on the walk, wishing they were me. Mama, mama, let me dress up tonight, dress up tonight, dress up tonight. I've got a secret, gonna fess up tonight, gonna dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance with the dolly with the hole in her stocking, while her knees keep a knocking and her toes keep a rocking. Dance with the dolly with the hole in her stocking, dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance by the light of the moon. By the light of the moon. While her knees keep a knocking and her toes keep a rocking, dance with the dolly with the hole in her stocking, dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance by the light of the moon.
Well, boys and girls, we're back to hear from the Fair and Square kids. Next is Miss Susan Walt, who lives right here in Superior. Don't you, Susie?
Oh, for crying out loud, get that can. Oh, give me some towels. Give me a sponge. Don't just stand there. There's pop all over the radio console. Can't you see I dropped my pop? Holy mackerel.
Now, second cousin, Uncle Joe, accidents happen. No need to get mad at the kids.
Use this.
Oh, thanks, kid. Hey, why, this works great.
Hey, that's my sweater. What kind of a job?
Now, Uncle Lou, no need to get mad at Curtis. He was just helping. That's a good boy, Kurt.
Jeez, that Uncle Lou's nice mohair sweater, too.
What did you say, Uncle Bob?
Gee whiz, that's Uncle Lou's nice mohair sweater. Now he'll have a nice dry cleaning bill, too. But it's okay, Curtis. We know you didn't mean to spill your pop.
It wasn't my pop. I was having root beer. That's Uncle Joe's pop. He was having bubble up.
You mean Mr. Lay Down the Law, dump pop all over the place?
Here's another fine mess you've gotten us into.
What did you say, Uncle Bob? You're talking all funny.
You mean you don't think this voice is the funny voice? Okay, Susan, it's your turn.
Flowers in the Spring by Susan Walt. Flowers are nodding, the birds say wake up. Off in the meadow, you might see a buttercup. Up peeped a pussy willow, up peeped a dandelion. Up peeped a buttercup and said, spring is fine. A morning glory was swaying on a hill. Right next to her was a daffodil. The daffodil sang, let's begin to play. The morning glory answered yes on this wonderful spring day. The end.
Now that kid can read. Can't she read? Boy, she can read. Can't she? These are good kids.
They certainly are, second cousin Uncle Joe. Now I know you want to get out and play, now that school is out for summer.
Oh, I'll say. Yeah.
He means the kids.
Oh.
Me and the fellas are going to build a fort down by the creek. We plan on doing lots of fishing there, too. Audrey and I are going to start a club this summer, and there won't be any boys allowed.
Unless it's that cute Mikey Payne down the street.
Not that we'd want to join your old club.
Yeah, not that we'd want that. I mean, if I were part of your club, you know, I'm pretty good at building forts, and I like fishing.
I suppose you could stop by, but you're pretty old, second cousin Uncle Joe.
Well, yeah, but I can bring cookies and comic books.
I'll have to ask the guys.
Another happy ending, boys and girls. Stay tuned now for the Lone Ranger up next. This is Uncle Bob saying, It's never square to be fair in the Fair and Square Club. Nighty-night.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1947, an original production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Performances by Duke Skorich, Don Hansen, John Munson. All events reported on Radio Superior 1947 are actual accounts from the Superior Evening Telegram. This is your announcer, Mark Snow, speaking. Good night.
We'd like to thank the Fair and Square Kids.
That's Katie Smith, Annie Purdy, and Becca Smith. Good night.